Now, believe it or not, there is forward planning on this show, despite what Clarkey says. There is preparation. And earlier this week, our esteemed producers, in one of the lengthy production meetings we had, we thought, well, why don't we get the Mayor of Ballarat on this week with the Sydney Derby, the Giants and the Swans, being moved to Ballarat to be played at Mars Stadium, as the local venue is known as there. And, you know, so we locked the Mayor of Ballarat in. His name's Daniel Maloney. And then, of course, the match is taken away from Ballarat due to a Victorian lockdown, and it's off to the Gold Coast. Well, we're going to speak to Daniel anyway. And he joins us on the line, kind enough to give us some of his time now. Morning, Daniel. How are you?
Oh, good morning to you all and the wonderful people of Sydney.
And, well, firstly, I see that Ballarat on Wednesday night was named as Victoria's top tourist town. So I'm sure you stick that one to Bendigo.
We don't. We might think that, but we never say that. but on the same token, yeah, look, we're pretty proud of our tourist town, and we would have loved to have had the GWS and Swans boys in town. We get the place ready to go. We're pumping the town up, starting to paint it different colours, and then the COVID's hit again.
Yeah. How is everyone handling it, Daniel? Because I think this is the fifth time you guys are in lockdown, is that
it
right?
It is. Yeah, this is lockdown number five. So while we're filming for you guys up there at the moment, because you're going through the longer version, and hopefully everyone's on top of it pretty soon, because we've been there, done that. We know how tough it is for a long lockdowns. But yeah, this is number five for us. So it's starting to feel like another day at the home office. Last year was horrible. This year, you know, we're hoping that they're just short, sharp lockdowns. But yeah, look, we're really thinking about all our friends and family up the Hume in Sydney, and hoping you guys do get through it pretty quickly.
Yeah, Daniel, how obviously it's very disappointing that COVID's hit and you lose this game. But what goes into, you know, being able to provide a game like this for your community, and how big a loss is it?
Well, this is a massive footy town, and you know, we have a few good high schools here that consistently pump through four or five AFL footballers a year. So the local comps are incredibly popular, and when we get to have the best players in the country in our city, the town just comes alive, it buzzes. And, you know, we don't mind, it might be a bit wet, a bit cold at different times, because we'll still put on a good show, have a bit of fun. The ground only holds about 11,000 people, and with various restrictions, up to 8,000 at the moment. So it's got that sort of good country vibe to it, but yet on the ground you've got the best footballers in the country. So to miss it is pretty disappointing. I mean, this is going to be a bonus game for us. We typically have the Bulldogs as our adopted home team for two games a year every year. We missed out completely last year with all the lockdowns. So we're getting so really close to four weekends in a row of AFL footy, which would have just been unheard of in a place like Ballarat of, you know, just 112,000 people. So we're, you know, we're a mid-sized regional city.
Yeah, well, we're feeling for you as well, Daniel. We know what you guys have been through, and hopefully it's only a short lockdown. But is the plan when it's over to host another game or two down there in the run into the finals?
Well, we're certainly hoping. So the Bulldogs have part of their regular fixture, if there's such a thing this year, to be with us again next weekend. So this was to be a bonus game of GWS in Sydney. We're looking forward to a battle of bridges of our own type. If you guys, that didn't happen, unfortunately, or won't happen, unfortunately. Next weekend's meant to be the regular fixtured Bulldogs versus Adelaide. I'd say it's a bit touch and go, but still possible. And then we're actually even hoping to, you know, welcome GWS back again, because, look, we're a city like, you'll probably find many regional cities throughout New South Wales that haven't had COVID issues for quite a while. We're approaching a year now without a COVID case here, but we're also really close to Melbourne too, so we're only about an hour up the road. So, you know, we get it. We know the needs for lockdowns. Hopefully, though, we can host a game of the Bulldogs next week. And there's even potential for things quieting down. And if GWS isn't able to get back into Sydney, then we'd love to have them back. You know, we had them here last week. Wasn't quite the result they'll probably after, 1 point loss to Gold Coast. But, you know, we loved having them in town. That was the first time we'd had GWS in Ballarat. So, such a shame.
Yeah, it's a blow. We're speaking with Daniel Maloney, the Mayor of Ballarat. And, Daniel, Loz likes to think that the Riverina and Wagga and Junee in that area is the best conveyor belt for sporting superstars in the country, but I've got no doubt that Ballarat gives it a run for its money. Tell us some of the stars who've emanated from the city.
Oh, he's probably right, because I think country areas generally like to produce some pretty good talent. Especially Swans supporters, I know Tony Lockett, Lugger, one of the greatest goal kickers of all time. You know, hails from here. We went to the same primary school. He was a couple of years ahead of me, and he was always known for being a bit rough on the field. Same token. You know, you don't kick 1,360 goals without, you know, if you're anything but a superstar. So Tony Lockett is probably, you know, one of the greatest of all time from our area. Mick Malthouse as well hails from here too. So I guess as a Pies supporter myself, you know, he's a premiership, multiple premiership coach across multiple teams. We've had Danny Frawley, Bob Davis, also a couple of late greats that have hailed from this area too. So, and of course, a lot of people will, you know, as local supporters up there, Adam Goods. So we sort of claim Goodsy. He actually grew up in Horsham, sort of nowhere near here.
doesn't matter. Close enough's good enough.
It's like it's claiming New Zealanders, I suppose, at different times. But he played here. We'll go with that. So he actually he had his career as a teenager here in Ballarat for the North Ballarat Rebels at the age of 16. So then he went on, of course, to multiple Brownlows for Sydney.
Now, Daniel, I hope you're not going to spoil my childhood dream here, but I was always wanting to go to Ballarat to find gold. If I went down there, can I still find gold?
You can still find gold. You absolutely can. Dream.
Well, make me a lot of money.
Loves a dollar, Loz.
Yeah, you're talking to the world's greatest tight ass here.
You're not joking on the $1 bit, actually. It is how it works. There's a wonderful tourist attraction a lot of people might know called Sovereign Hill. It's an 1850s gold rush-style outdoor museum. And you can go gold panning there. You can, you know, you might spend $50 to get in and go home with $2 worth of gold. but you know, it's still possible. And there's actually an active gold mine under our CDA. So right under our CBD, there's still a gold mining company bringing out about $20 million of gold a year.
Wow.
So they're doing,
don't tell him that.
There you go.
I'll be down there soon.
You've got to go down.
You'll be buying a house next week.
real estate is booming there.
You need to dig it. It is, yeah. We're welcoming about 2,500 people a year, mostly from Melbourne, some from across the border in New South, but mostly Melburnians make their way down to Ballarat. It's only an hour away, get that tree change environment, and also still footy and, you know, good job. So, and you have to dig a pretty deep mine shaft if you want the gold, though.
It would. Daniel, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning. Shame we couldn't see the Sydney Derby there this weekend, but hopefully they'll be back at some point.
We'd love to look after your boys, and we wish all our good friends up the Hume there in Sydney all the best. We're thinking of you all.
Good on you, Daniel. Thank you.
Thanks for that. Cheers.